WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Feminine Mystique, Powerful Woman Energy Daily. I'm your girl Riley Hart, and let's be real, we've all been there. Staring into the mirror, feeling a wave of self-doubt crash over us, our inner critic whispering those nasty little lies that just want to drag us down. Negative self-talk, am I right? It can feel like a relentless bully, constantly chipping away at our confidence and leaving us questioning everything we do. But guess what? Today, we're taking back the power. We're flipping the script on those negative voices and reclaiming our inner strength. Think about it, that nagging voice in your head, telling you you're not good enough, smart enough, or pretty enough. It's exhausting, isn't it? Ever felt like you were constantly setting yourself up for failure before even taking a step? You know that feeling when you start doubting every decision, second-guessing everything you say and do? Yeah, we've all been there. But the good news is, this doesn't have to be our reality. We can absolutely silence those inner critics and cultivate a more positive, supportive dialogue with ourselves. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways that are going to help us break free from the chains of negative self-talk and unlock our true potential. First up, awareness. Becoming aware of your negative thoughts is the first step to breaking their hold on you. Start paying attention to those little voices in your head. What are they saying? When do they appear? Write them down, acknowledge them, but don't give them any more power than that. You're not your thoughts, remember? Next, challenge those negative beliefs. Are they really true, or are they just distorted perceptions based on past experiences or societal pressures? Question everything. Dig deep and ask yourself for evidence to support those claims. Often, you'll find that there's no real basis for those negative thoughts. Once you start questioning them, you can begin to dismantle their power. Number 3. Reframe your thoughts. This is where the magic happens. When a negative thought pops up, consciously choose to reframe it into something more positive and empowering. For example, instead of thinking, "I'm not good enough," try saying, "I'm learning and growing every day." Instead of, "I always mess things up," try, "I am capable of handling challenges and coming out stronger on the other side." You're literally rewiring your brain to think more positively. Now, let's talk about self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. We are all human, we make mistakes, and it's okay to not be perfect. Remember those times when you've supported someone through their struggles? Offer that same level of support to yourself. Be your own best friend, and remember that you deserve love and acceptance, just as you are. Finally, surround yourself with positive influences. The people we spend time with shape our thoughts and beliefs. Make a conscious effort to connect with individuals who uplift and inspire you. Avoid those who drain your energy or bring you down. Remember, your tribe matters. Okay, real talk time. Picture this. You're walking into a big presentation at work, your heart is pounding, and that inner critic starts whispering, "What if you mess up? What if they think you're not qualified?" Suddenly, you remember what we talked about today. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that you are capable and prepared, and reframe those negative thoughts into positive affirmations. I've got this. I'm ready to share my ideas with confidence. See? We can do this. By recognizing our negative self-talk, challenging it, reframing our thoughts, practicing self-compassion, and surrounding ourselves with positivity, we can transform our inner dialogue and create a more empowering reality. So remember, beautiful souls, you are worthy of love, success, and happiness. Don't let those negative voices steal your shine. Start silencing them today and watch as your confidence soars. And hey, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest takeaway from this episode on social media. Tag me at Riley Hart Official and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember, you are powerful beyond measure.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.